The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Gittin that someone's a chatzi ev chatzi min chayin. The simplest case is he belonged to two shudfim, one of the shudfim freed him. So Eivet is Rabbi Yemecha v'satzma Yemecha divi Besol. Besol says keep him in that situation, and he works for his master one day and works for himself the other day. They make a chaluka. Amar Beisham etikantem es Rabbi v'satzma etikantem. He fixed up for his master, but he didn't fix it up for himself, because he won't be able to get married. He can't marry a shivcha because he has a tzad eved. I mean, a tzad ben chayin. He can't marry a bas chayin because he has a tzad eved. And not to get married at all, like never elmel period of rivya. Neila, we have to force his rabbi to be mishachim, they take an oilam, and he writes a shtar al chatzi dama. That's the Mishnah. So, Naksam Seifin, Gittin, Afan, Ches, has two aris on the beginning of the Mishnah. Firstly, he wants to know, what's the Chiddush of Beisil? An Eved of Shnei Shudfim. So they split it up. He works one day for one day for the other. An Eved's Eim B'Kadei Chalukah. So you split up the days. Fashteis, Chachatzi, Eved, Chachatzi, Menchayim. Why wouldn't you split up the days? What's the tzad not? The second is, what's the Lashon Tikantim as Rabbi? You fixed up the Rabbi. Is it Takana? Rashi says, "Kol tekanis rabbi can he? You have just the tekanis of rabbi, but not the tekanis for the eved." Taisus also. So tekanis, you fixed up. What tekanis did you do? That's the halacha. Unless you make a special tekanis for the eved, that's the halacha. What's the kantem as rabbi? What tekanis was besil mechadish here? So Sefer says a very interesting thing. It's in Gittin Daf Mechesim and Aleph on the Gemara of Ma'aseh Bishachas Chatzis Shiv Chatzis Baschayim. He says if there was no tekanis, the problem is, the rabbi won't be able to be mishtabed in him because there's an issa b'cheichel kol b'nei Yisrael le'sir dubai b'farich. There's an issa to work with them ben Yisrael as an eved, who would then a freed slave. So Mela, when his shutif was mishachar half, so now the rabbi is finished. The rabbi now loses his eved. He owns a half an eved, but he can't do anything with it. Because how is the eved going to work for him? He has a lav derais le'sir dubai b'farich. So b'sil l'meina takana for him. He made a takana that there shouldn't be a lav l'sidu bei b'farich. So I want to just be myself a little bit on Sam Sefer. We had said in the previous shiur, a chakira, we said over from the stipla of art, that when you have a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben chayrin, so the day of the rabbi's working for him, he belongs totally to the rabbi. And the day that he works for himself, he belongs totally to himself. It's like a kinyan lizmat. Said over the ksais, it's not that way. But maybe we could learn Lafidak Sam Sefer, the problem Lysidu Bei Befarach would mean is Be'etzim, he belongs Keseda, half to himself, half to the rabbi. Now the Chalukah Shutvis would be the rabbi would get a day and he would get a day. But how would the rabbi be allowed to do it on his day? You have a problem Lysidu Bei Befarach. They still made a takana that no, the Chalukah Shutvis will be Be'ethin, that in the Yom Shal Rabbi belongs totally to the rabbi, and he's not a Ben Chayin Klal, and the Yom Shal Atzmi belongs totally to the Atzmi, he's not an Eved Klal. Zag Beishamai, oh, so he made a nice takana for the rabbi, but the problem is we weren't misaking him, because when the shudda freed him, two problems happened. The rabbi has a problem now, he can't be eved him because of Seder Bei Beferich, and the eved has now a problem that he can't get married. As though he could have got married to a shivcha, now he can get married to neither a shivcha nor a maschayrin. To kind to Miss Rabbi, you took care of the problem of the rabbi. Now the rabbi won't have a problem with Siddur Bei Beferich anymore because he made a new halacha of Eved as Atzmi Yemecha as Rabbi Yemecha, but you didn't take care of the problem that the Eved now has. The Eved now has a problem that he can't get married. You didn't take care of the problem. So merely you're going to have to go and be Meshachim to take care of the problem of the Eved. So Sefer wants to answer with this Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha, the Maskel Kaifin, is Rabbi. He asks the Kasha, Meshachar Av the Eved Ma'asei. How are you allowed to be, how can they make such a takana, this Asei, not to be Meshachar in Eved? Taisus answers, for a mitzvah rabbi, a period of review, you can be able to say. But Zakhtar Sam Sefer, he brings a chedusha Rashi Masech the Shabbos that says, by a chatzi ev, a chatzi min chayrin, there is no asay of elemem tavaydu. And he has a kasha from the Gemara there in Gittin, but he wants to tie just what the Rashi means. The Rashi means not stam as like, chatzi ev, a chatzi min chayrin, there's no asay. It's because you're going to have the lesir dobei b'farach. That says, do you need a takana from a sil to give him the right to Mashabin altogether? Beisilga made a takana, and that takana gives him a right to be mishabed, gavaldik, takanta mis rabbi, but that makes it that now they ever can't get married. So Mel, let's not make this takana, and Mel will have a lavla siddur b'mefarich. He won't be able to mishabed with him anyway, and the Mel, he won't have that say, avleilam em tavaydu. That's what Sam Sefer wants to answer Taisus Kashem. He wants to learn it up in the Chiddush Yeraj Min Shabbos. Chiddush Yeraj Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, in the Etzem Din, that he's also with both the Shivcha and the Baschirin, so Taisus has the Kasha, let him marry a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschirin. And that way, that's similar to him. He's the Chatzi Ad V'Chatzi Mechirin. She's the Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschirin. And Mimela, there would be no Isser. And Taisus brings a Ryan is no Isser, because it says a Preda Shadav, a mule, meaning an animal that came from both a Sus and a Chamar, you're not allowed to mate this animal with a sus or a chamar, but only with a mule, another mule. Because it's considered klayim with a sus, because it has chamar in it. It's considered klayim with a chamar, because it has sus in it. But it is considered non-klayim with another preda. So you see, you don't say that this one's a sus and a chamar, and that one's a sus and a chamar. And male, the sus here is going to be shamish with the san chamar there, and the chamar here is mishamish with the sus there. You don't say that. He says they're the same. So here also, you don't say that the Chatzi Eved is mishtamish with the Chatzi Bas Chayrin, and the Chatzi Ben Chayrin is mishtamish with the Chatzi Shifcha. What's the difference between the Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayrin to marry a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, and a Preda that can't marry a Sus and a Chamar, can't mate with a Sus and a Chamar, but could mate with a Min, with another Preda. So Taisus Teretz says, "Hasam a kabit kral lebeklayim de trei minim v'aleka." Avalacha man kabit kral sancheres l'shtamis sancheres b'amdus v'issa. It's a similar Teretz in Taisus Ksuvas that the Gidin of Mem, and there the Teretz is makman on two minim, and they're not considered two minim. But here, the san amdus m'shamish with the sancheres. What's the pshan in this Teretz? So the Kaivis Aris in Yevamis and Bechanan explains Taisus, the Pshan Taisus, I'll be the Tashbats. So Tashbats brings this Kusha of Taisus, B'Shem the Mephershim, and this is how he describes the Teretz. He says, the Teretzu B'Zeh, the B'Chatzia V'Chatzia M'Chor, Nikka Vadek Tzad Avdus V'Tzad Cheres. B'Chatzia V'Chatzia M'Chor, there is a Tzad Avdus, there's also a Tzad Cheres. Avo Preda Ba Misusu Chamor, Leket Tzad Susu Tzad Chamor. Shazerin is Babel, V'Nas is Briv V'Yatsu Mishneh. Is no sus, is no chamar. It's a new bria. It's a bria b'fnei atzma that came from both of them. There's eretz is malbo. He brings the shmeitzam and akdamet reshev shmeitzam ais mem. He calls it. He says a preda zarkava mizgis. It's a complete compound, and it's a tzurich hadasha. A chatzev a chatzev mekoyer is zarkava shchunis. He says it's a compound where two things are side by side. They're not mixed together. They happen to be both in the same body. So mail the tzad avdus l'chuda kaima. But to me it seems that this teretz of the Tashbats, which the Shmaitzi brings, is not Taisus. The truth is, the Ramban and the Ran and Chul Nevayin Ches, they also shtal zechan the Shalvi and the Gemara Preda Shetava, they say this teretz. I'll say over the Lashon of the Ran there. Hasam udikat tzad avdus v'tzad cheres mamish, avalacha avagav de misus v'chamar asu, ein kan tzad sus v'tzad chamar, Amish, that's the teretz that the Ran says. The Ramban says it in a different nusach, but I think it means the same thing. That by chatzi ev chatzi mencharin, there is eved and there is mencharin both in the same body. But there, there's no sus and chamar. It's not a horse. It's not a donkey. It's a third min. So mela, you can't be merbi with a horse. It's not a horse. It's kalayim. Can't be merbi with a donkey. It's not a donkey. It's kalayim. You can begin with another mule. It is a mule. It's a harkava mizgus like this as a bria chadasha. That's the Ran and the Ramban and Chulin. But Taisus doesn't sound that way. Taisus not mashman is a chilik between the harkava of preda and the harkava of chatziyav and chatzim and chayin. Taisus mashman chilik is between the iser of kalayim and the iser of shifcha and evet. Now kalayim, in order to be aser, needs a chilik minim. Even though there is a tzatzus and a tzad chamar. But since it's in one behema, it can't be considered two different minim. If it's in one behema, you can't call it two minim. You can't say you're being marked of two minim. So there's a tzatzus here. If you might be with a chamar, you have a sus, or a half a sus, with a chamar. You have a half a chamar here. If you might be with the suz, you have a half a gemara of the suz. Masha'en Cain, if you might be with mina, they're both considered the same min. It's not like there's two minim here. If you have two minim in each one, so each one's min, so the min sus is being with a chamar. But here, it's not two minim. The behemoth can only be one min. Masha'en Cain, by chatzi ev, chatzi mechar, it's not only in min. As long as there is an element of avdus here, will be aser for to mishamish with the baschayin, or even the chatzi baschayin, because the chatzi of the baschayin is being mishamish with the chatzi of the eved. You don't need two different minim. That's the lashon of Taisus. Klayim is trei minim. Like Abagayim trei minim, valeka. But here, the tzad cheres gufa can't be mishamish with an eved, can't be mishamish with a half an eved also. I saw the Igris Meisha, Erechayim Chelik Meis Simen Echaz, he learns that way. And things that Harav HaKadam Chan is saying that Taisus means the same thing, it doesn't. The Ramban and the Ran Taka means that's who the Teshbats is quoting, he doesn't quote Taisus, he quotes the Mepharshim, he's quoting the Ramban and the Ran and Chulin, they're saying this thing that's Bechlam of Sus and Chamar in the parade, that's a whole different min, like the Shmaitz of Tzarekov and Mizgis. But Taisus holds the same thing. There's a Tzatzus, there's a Tzar Chamar. But Kalayim needs two minim, and one behemoth can't be considered two minim. Mashenkin Evid doesn't need two people. As long as it is its side Evid here, and there is its side Ben Chayyim there, that's going to be an Isser. Now, Taisus, the Masal Isa Shivka and Yachal asked the Kash of Asay Deichal Isisay. You have an Asay, Pirviyavich, but Deichal Isisay, Voliya Kaddish. So he says two Turitzim, and in other places he says the third Teretz. Here he says it's Evshal Kayim Shneim, Aydei Kviya, which we can understand. That might be a Teretz, so you might say, no, let's not do Kviya, and then it won't be Evshal Kayim Shneim. But then he says you need be'idna. You only say asay de chalaysay by mila b'tzuras the be'idna de mekalav kayim asay. The same time that he's eikin alav he's mekayim asay. But here mishas hara from the very beginning of the bia, he's eikin alav and he doesn't get to asay until the gemar bia. In other places he says that's roi lazriya. It's roi to have children. So the minchas chinuch mitzvah aleph asks the kasha, what does Taisus mean the Lav is by the Ra, and the Se is only by the Gemara Bia. There's not a Kayim the Se, but a Gemara Bia. He needs a son and a daughter. And he adds to the Kasha, which is the Kopela, that if he can say that Al Pi Roiv, he's going to have a son and a daughter, because Roiv Noshim is Abbas of the old days, but not this Bia, because this Bia, he's only going to have one. He's not going to have twins. It's not Shkirch to have twins, a son and a daughter. Elam, are you going to say, whatever is necessary for the Mitzvah, what's he B'dai Chalash to say? So the Ra is also not safe in the mitzvah. Why is Taisus mechilking the Ra and the Gemara Bia? Taisus could simply say a teretz, it's not b'idnu, because you're not the kind of the same until a son and a daughter is actually born. Elamai, Taisus holds the Gemara Bia is considered enough to be deicha, because you need it for the mitzvah. You need that Ra for the mitzvah also. So what's Pshan in Taisus? The Lashon of Taisus Veishra. Taisus says in a bunch of places, always with the same teretz, that the Ra is alive, the Gemara Bia is the mitzvah. What's the pshat in that? The Gemara Bia is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having the son and the daughter. As I affect him in Cheschenach. So the Kovet Shurim, it's in Kovet Shurim, Chelek Beis, Kunches Divi Seif, and Simen Gimel, Ois Chafei. He says that it's not totally the Kiyah Mitzvah. Say the Chalei says it's totally the Maisa Mitzvah. Enech Rami, the Kiyah Mitzvah is the lady of the son and the daughter. But that happens on its own. What's the Maisa Mitzvah? The Maisa Mitzvah is the Gemara Bia. The Arah is not yet the Maisa Mitzvah. There's not Mekayim the Maisa Mitzvah by the Arah either, it's just the Heksha Mitzvah. But the Gemara Bia, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. On the Maisa Mitzvah, you could say, it's the Chalaisa Seh. So it would be called Bidna. But since he's already over by the Arah, that's why it's not called Bidna. So it's like Yabachana. And I guess, what's a Svara not to say like this Teretz? Why does he need other Teretzim? Because maybe it's all one big Maisa. Malakam Panim, that's the Maisa. The Grishmaisha says very interesting, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beisim in Yilches, he says, Bechwal, he doesn't hold it could be such a thing that having the son and the daughter is the mitzvah. It's not b'yaday. The Torah wouldn't give a mitzvah, it's not b'yaday. The mitzvah is not to have a son and a daughter, it's not b'yaday. A person can't have a son and a daughter, it's up to Hashem. You have to say the mitzvah spirit of Rivi is the bia. The bia that's Roy Lahila, that gufa is the mitzvah. So what's the having the son and the daughter? That's just a ptur. That's b'chlal anakim. Very interesting. As a person is born to him a son and a daughter, he says, ah, gavaldik, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Piri V'rivya. Zaytim Marisha, no, not at all. You're mekayim the mitzvah of Piri V'rivya every time you have the bia, that's very lahilat. No, having the son and daughter is a ptur, it's a fakir. from now on, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. You can still be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shabbos. That's an interesting thing. That's what Reish holds. He wants to answer the Kash of the Turi Evin. In Mesachlis Rosh Hashanah, it's Mavur, that if someone does a Mitzvah when it was Kafo or Shade, when he was a Shaita, and then he became a Shaita, he has to do it again. Because the Mitzvah that you Mekayim, Meshas, you Apater, doesn't work. You have to do it, you have to do it in the time when you mechuyev. So he asks the kasha. Meseklus Yevamis, it says if a guy has children and becomes his guy, Samela, he doesn't have to do piri v'rivya because he raised mekayim piri v'rivya by having the son and the daughter when he was a guy. That's what Berchon says. Rosh Lakish says Gerishin is guy kanchinel dami, but they all mask him. Batsim would be shayach. Right? The Turi Evin. What do you mean? That time he was parted from the mitzvah. How could the mitzvah he did when he was a guy work when he's a yid? So Minchas Chinuch says the Torah is kishitasa. He holds that the mitzvah is to have the son and the daughter. So he says the mitzvah is having a son and a daughter. So right now he still has a son and a daughter. He's been kind the mitzvah kaseder. Not like if he ate matzah when he's a shaita, say ate matzah then. So that's when he's been kind the mitzvah. But then he was parted from the mitzvah. So it's not called the key of mitzvah. So it doesn't work for now. But here enachinami. The mitzvah he did when he was the guy, it doesn't work. But the mitzvah is having the son and the daughter. He still has the son and the daughter. That's the Mechitz Kinnik's right. That's what she does say. Because Maisha says the other way. The mitzvah is not having a son and a daughter. The mitzvah is being bayil. It's having a son and daughter is a p'tur. But vaita, doesn't matter when he had the son and the daughter. That's anyway not the key of mitzvah. It's a chiv on someone who doesn't have a son and a daughter to be bayil. In order to have a son and a daughter, to boil the beer, which is right, to have a son and a daughter. If he has a son and a daughter, so he's pater. The similar teretz, but Shitasai, he's saying that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to having the son and daughter. The mitzvah is to do the beer when you don't have a son and a daughter. Now there's a third teretz, which Taisus doesn't bring here. It's a Taisus in other places, in Gidden and Bavasra, that says that the reason why I don't say a Seder Chalaisa say, again, Taisus had Akasha, why are we Kaifa? To be Meshacher, why don't we say, I say, the Chalaisa say, the say, a peer of Yerushalayim should be the Chalaisa of Liya Kaddish. So, Taisus, one Taisus is Efshel Kaim Shneim of the Kvia. Second Taisus is that it's not Be'idna. And the third Taisus says is that the Isha doesn't have an Asay. She doesn't have an Asay. So, Mamela, you can't be Matas to say the Chalaisa because the Isha is not Mechuyiv in peer of Yerushalayim. And Taisus adds in some places, even if she were to be Mechuyiv, she could do it without this. So Mela, she doesn't have an assay. His assay is not going to be like her lice assay. So the Mechas Chinuch mentions is the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim, Ram Chaviv, the Baal Kapis Tamarim. He has the Sefer Shemes Baritz, and Sefer Yom Teruah on the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, and Taisus Yom Kippurim on the eighth parak of Yuma, and Kapis Tamarim on the third parak of Sukkah. In the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim Daf Yevav in the days on the Gemara of Gedolei Tshuva Shadai Chaleisa Shebetayra, he says a chiddush that one person's assay could be deich another person's leisa say, even if the other person is not being mekayim an assay. He doesn't bring Taisus; he says it on his own, and he brings two rayas to it. One is the Gemara in Ksuvas asks a kasha. The Gemara there is mavur that if Einis, someone who's ma'anis anara, he has a mitzvah to say leisi leisha. But if she's a chayve lavin, so then he doesn't get married to her. So if the Gemara, why don't you say that say leisi leisha should be deicha the leisa say of memzeris? So the Gemara says because if she says she doesn't want, there's no assay. So you see from there, what do you mean? It's his assay. It's going to be deicha her lav. How could his assay be deicha her lav? And even the Gemara's teretz is just. It's not an essay that he has to do. There's an Eitzah. She could say Lebina, so it's kind of like Efshel Kaim Shneim, whatever the Pshat in the Gemara is. Al Kapanim, you see from the Gemara's Kasha that his essay could be Deicha her lot. Now the Gemara in Yevam Mistaf Chav, that it says, if you have Yibum, the essay of Yevam Yavilah, and you have Chai Vilavin, you have Mamzeris, or whatever it is, the essay of Yibum is Deicha Lavin Mamzeris. Lamaisa, the Gemara says we don't do it because of Xavier de Rabbanon. But the Gemara's kasha was, and the Gemara taka held the way lamaskona, there is a say de chalaisa say mi deraisa, even though Yibum is a say on him. And what about her love? These are the Taisim Krum's two rayas that a say of one person is the echelay say of another person. That's a taxes I got at the Gemara there. So Bikvega has a go on the Sefer Taisa in Mikapurim, so he brings out a Taisis, not out a Taisis. Taisis in the other places, and get the Nevav Master that say that the assay of Purim for the Evid is not the echelay say of the Isha, but the Daleka assay. It's not the Taisa in Mikapurim. But he says, could be the other Turitzim hold that way. Could be that's why our Taisis doesn't bring it down. Maybe our Taisis holds like the Taisa in Mikapurim. But what do you do with the Rais? The Rais, there is a Teretz that the assay, Taisis does say a Teretz, that his assay is not the echelay alive. What do you do with the Rais from Ksuvis and from Yavamis? So Mikvega says, the Rais from Ksuvis, actually the Taisis is Shunim via Taisis the Gemara that way. That Yamalai Ve'ina Mi'ikal Assay Klal means that she doesn't have an assay. So Fakert, the Maskana Sagamara there is, like this thesis, that his assay is not Deicha her love. What do you do with the Raif and the Gemara in Yavamis? So Mikvega says is the Peyeshua in Ksuvis that was bothered by it, and the Peyeshua says that Vice is the Isha is also Makai in the Mitzvah Save Yimim. Even though it says Yavama Yavay Olam, it's a mitzvah they both do together. They jointly are Mekai in the mitzvah say, the Isha is also Mechievis in the mitzvah say of Yibam. Very interesting. But, so Rabbi Kagan says, the nice of the other Tursim could hold like the Taisi Yom Kippurim, but you have to be Miyashiv, the Rayas will cover the Taisis, the Rayas from Ksuvis who could say like the Taisi Shanim, and that's good for the Gemara's Teretz, and the Rayas from Yavamis you have to say like the Pnei Yeshua, that the Isha is also Mekai in the mitzvah say of Yibam. But the Mechas Chinuch says, he brings this all down, he says that the Rambam in the Sefer Chinuch is not Mashman away. He's Mashman just the Yavans Mekayim that say of Yibam. So Mechas Chinuch says another part. He says, by normally Bechai Ve'lavin, the Torah gave the Yisurim to the man. A man has an Isur. Why does the Isha also get an Isur? Because we have a Hekesh, Kamakim Shu Muzahim Muzeris. The Isha's Muzer on the man's Isur. So Meili says, specifically Bechai Ve'lavin, Mamzeris, things like that, so there, if the man has an assay, the echelay to say, so now the Isha only is muzer because he's muzer. If he's not muzer, the Isha is also not muzer. The exception is the Issa Evid. That's learned out from Lesia Kadesh and the Benais Yisrael. It's specifically addressing the woman and giving her a lav. All the other Chayvei Lavin are addressing the man. And the Isha is mechayavis because the man's mechayav. So there we say, if the man has a say, the echelay to say, so the man is not mechuyev. So male, the isha is not mechuyev. Mashekim lesiya kadesha, they were said to the woman. She shouldn't be kadesha. Lesiya kadesha means she can't marry an eved. So there, she would have the lav, and his asay wouldn't be able to be deicha. Now Taisus and Kaifanus Rabbi asked the kasha we had referenced it before. How could you be kaifa the rabbi to meshacher and meshacher eved over basay? So he says, it's a smaller issue. Sometimes you tell someone to do a small iser, so someone shouldn't do a big iser. Ayla Mem Tavaydu is not as an important assay as Piri Verivya, and Amela wants Lichem of Nei the other one. And Tere Evan wants to know, why does have to be that way? There's a Gemara in Gittin that says, that someone who says, B'shas Misasa, Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Meis, Poinu Shavchasa Yishtav Dubai. So you kaif in the Arshim to write a Get Shechur. In fact, Taisa Kasha Haikim kaif in the Arshim. Meshachar Avdai V'Basay. So he says, it's Allah mitzvah l'kayim devri ames. And he told the Yerushim not to mishabin. So male, they're not allowed to. So male, that's it. She's off limits to them. So you don't have a leil mem tavaydu. Once you have a leil mem tavaydu, the mum, this is mufka, so male, there's no issa shechur. So he says, here also. The Gemara is mavur, going to Rashi al-Kopanim, Pashim Shat in the Gemara, that even before the Rabbi Shein is mishachar, he's not an adin. He can't be mishabin. So what happened? It must be the Chazal, maybe Al Tzefke Bez and Hefke, were Mefkia the Mammon. So what's the Kasha? How could you be Kaifim to Meshacher? There is no Mammon. They made a Takana that you can't be Meshtabim with such an Evid. And the Mel, you don't have the Dinam. What's the Kasha? As they affected to Evid. It's bothered with Taisus. So I said, the Mimash at the end of the Sefer Simon Malav says, no, there's no special Takana for Kia's Mammon. There's the Yasaid. Goes through a few Gemaras and Masechtas Gittin and the Sugya Avadim with this Yisayin. If there's a halacha that you can't be mishabed with the Evid, then that's mafkiya the mammon. Now they have no mammon. The mashal. Let's say by Shein V'ayin. Halacha is you knock out the teeth or the eye of the Evid, so then you lose the Evid, you have to free him. So, according to the man, the Yom HaPashas, we paskin, you have to write him a get shichur. So, till you write him a get shichur, are you allowed to work with him? The answer is no, because you lose the mammon. Once you have a chiv to free him, that's mafkir the mammon. So, Chazal never mafkir the mammon. Chazal just made a chiv him to free him. So, that Taisus asks a kasha. How could you mechayiv him to free him? He's evil avaselelemim davedu. But you can't say because the mammon's mufkir ready for carrot. The chiv is not, they weren't mafkir the mammon. The chiv to free him is mafkir the mammon. Valzeh done. So how do they make a chiv to free him if you're being naive and asay? If you're going to say that he can't make a chiv to free him because he's naive and asay, so the mammon won't be mufka. Someone's mafkir avdois and the mammon's mufka. Someone says plainish chasai shtab and the mammon's mufka. But the chiv shichur is the chiv shichur that's mufkir the mammon. That Taisus kasha is, how do you have a chiv shichur? You can't answer them with Kiyah the Mammon. Adab, Zachiv Shechar is with Kiyah the Mammon. That's the Mimashis Pshat.